Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Vodka and Water podcast with your host, Mr. Seasoning, Mr. Antisocial Jay. And to join me today, the Queen of Similes, the Matriarch of Metaphors. She is still and will forever be single. Here's Ashley.
Hello, everyone. Hi.
And we are back.
We are back, B.
We are back after a little hiatus. We got stuff going on,
yeah,
don't
life,
we?
Yeah.
Life takes over, I'm afraid, but fear not. Things are all good, and we are back in business recording with another episode. So a lot has happened in the 2 weeks we've been off. I don't even know where to start. I know where to start, because everybody's talking about it. There's a couple of million people talking about this. I know we're late to the convo by the time this comes out, but Line of Duty.
Can I just say, the writers need to be sued, because that finale was absolutely dreadful. It was like year 12 media. I was like, is that it? Nah.
Did someone get like a pen and shove it in their ass and decide to write the script that way? Like, what happened?
Like, it still left us with a lot of questions, which I'm assuming they're probably going to follow up in a new season. But even so, like, nothing really got tied down. And the guy that's, we won't ruin it for everyone who hasn't watched it, but the guy that supposedly is H, aka the fourth man, is only him because he was the last man standing. I was like, nah, that ain't it.
They should have swerved it with somebody, but it was just, and do you know what it was like, right? It's like Mr. Blobby was the murderer. Like, it was such a letdown. And bear in mind, right, the first few episodes, and Line of Duty generally is fire, like, real good. It was such a letdown, and it was, like, they just totally didn't care. And it was like, why I waited to watch this live. I watched week to week for to be let down and disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
They should have swerved it. They should have done a swerve and revealed something. So do you know what actually, here's this: they shouldn't have revealed H. They shouldn't have done that. They should have just let it carry on to another season. I would have been happier for a cliffhanger ending than that shit and wait for another season.
And I guess, but you got to remember, H has been elusive from season one, and this is season six, so they had to reveal H.
Listen, I wish he was still elusive, because that was terrible.
No. People were tweeting, why drop him a TV license? It was awful, but the build-up of season six, the amount of stuff that happened in previous episodes before, and then the actual conclusion, it was like, you know when you write a really great essay in school and then your conclusion just lets you down? That was Line of Duty.
And the conclusion's like, the end.
Yeah, the conclusion's like, in conclusion, I agree with all the points you made so far.
Oh, it was terrible. It was a letdown.
Yeah, definitely.
But no, Line of Duty, like you said there, generally, Line of Duty is fire. Like, it's really, really, really good. And even all the other seasons were really, I can't remember exactly the endings, but of the season. And it was all because I watched it on Netflix. So I just carried on. It's not like I stopped a season and there was a difference of time. I just carried on through it. But yeah, it was a letdown, this one. They could have done better. Must do better next time. It's a C. I'm afraid it's a C for effort and a C for execution. And a F for the writers, because that was terrible. Hey, do you know what? Hang on. These A, B, C, Ds ain't going to make sense, because they changed it, didn't they? It's numbers now. We're way too old for this shit. But carry on, as you were saying.
All I was going to say was, okay, since we're so upset with the writers, what would your finale of season six, what would have it looked like? Is that English correct? That sounded off.
You tell me. So, you're putting me on the spot now, and I ain't a writer, but I would have either, and I'm going to be vague here, I would have done a cliffhanger and not revealed H, or introduced a new character or had one of the existing characters turn and be associated with being a bad guy. So I would have done it that way rather than using someone who was a leftover, someone who was just another person in the episode who was interviewed by AC-12 having to take the hat of being H. Because even the actor who was revealed to be H revealed that, oh, okay, this is a bit of a shock. I didn't know that I was going to be H. So I would have done that. Cliffhanger, have a new character introduced or someone existing turn to a villain and be associated with the OCG, but not reveal H. What would you have done? Go on, I'm going to turn this back on you.
I would have made, who is that witch who was taking over AC-12? Her.
Oh, that bitch.
Yeah, I would have made her, I would have investigated her story more and showing that she has links to the OCG. Because we're all convinced that H was a man, but it could have been a woman.
It could have, yeah.
So I could have. I could explore that angle. Or someone dying in the final episode or close to death. And then obviously that could compromise if the H persona will be found out or not.
Yeah,
or someone like leaving, like for example, man like Steve Arnott just like leaving for good.
Something like that would be good. Yeah.
Hey, we're not writers.
And bad bitch, I don't mean the actual woman herself, I mean the actor. She plays a good bitch, like as an actor. Like she came in, everyone's hating on her, but she's playing such a good character. So I agree. They should have done something different, but we live. I hope they're doing another season. They're not ending it there, are they?
I've heard reports that there's going to be another season. So.
Oh, good. Okay, I was going to say, if they leave that there at the end, I am done. I'm done with the whole thing. Like, I'm done, fully. I am recommending it. So if they're ending it like that. It's like, did you watch Breaking Bad?
No.
Ugh, terrible. Not terrible as in the thing, but the ending was similar. It was such a letdown. I'm thinking, what else?
Games of Thrones.
Yeah, well, I ain't watched it, but I heard but it's a letdown.
People said the ending there was a letdown as well. But to be fair, it's hard to sustain the excitement and the guessing and stuff like that. So I can understand why sometimes you might need a calmer ending. But at the same time, like, Line of Duty was watched easily by like 10 million people per week. And I'm sure a lot of people was like, is that it?
But that's the thing, right? You want to give them an ending. And I agree, the ending to a good series, a really good series like Line of Duty, is hard to achieve. But you've got to have an ending that makes the majority of people or a portion of the audience watching feel a type of way, not feeling cheated. Because if you feel cheated and you feel like, what the fuck, is that it? That's when it ends up like Line of Duty, where it's like, you know, you shouldn't have that feeling. You should feel something else other than, I want my TV license money back. But yeah, let's see. There better be another episode.
Hopefully
indeed.
But maybe that's how they want you to feel like you, they want you to feel, is that it? They want you to feel that the character that is classed as H is just in it because he was the last person standing. Maybe they're leading us to think that way, and actually it's completely different.
It might be, but then don't have that as the end of the series. You know what I mean? Like have it.
No,
as...
but that just wants you to have another series though.
It does, but I'm going into this now as more critical of the show rather than, my God, this is a great show, I want to watch another episode. So I'm more going in. If they do another series, they've got to deliver, and they've got to deliver bigger. So I know, that's my thoughts. Line of Duty. Right, but if you haven't watched it and at all, watch Line of Duty from the beginning because it is good. It is good. Ignore the last episode, but it's good.
Yeah, from season one, definitely watch it because you have to kind of watch it from season one anyway because it won't make sense, some of the stuff that's happening later on. So it's better if you watch it from season one so you can just get the gist of the whole story and you feel like you're actually part of, like, society.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. Right, what else we got on the menu today?
Just a quick one. Me and Jay are recording on Friday the 7th of May, and obviously elections were the 6th of May, and it looks like Labour got done dirty in the elections. But Keir Starmer is as exciting as white wallpaper. He's so dry, so dry. And if you have a leader that's dry, because whether we like Boris or not, he's somewhat exciting in a weird way.
Well, I wouldn't use the word exciting, use the word entertaining. Yeah,
exciting is a bit much, but he's got something about him.
Yeah, entertaining is the word I'd use.
I wouldn't even go that far, but hey, that will apply. It will apply. But Keir Starmer is dead. Oh my gosh. Like, you know them teachers who don't like their job, but they're just there because they're getting paid? That's Keir Starmer, bruv. He's so dry.
Listen, so, that reminds me of every lecture we went to where I had to try to stay awake. But carry on, sorry.
I'm not even going to throw shade. But yeah, so it looks like Labour has been defeated in a lot of the local elections recently. So it'd be interesting to see how it progresses locally in your area. Speak.
It will, and it'll be interesting to see what happens at the next general election as well, because this one's a sign of what could be to come down the line. You'd think the Conservatives would take a huge hit about the terrible handling of the situation with COVID, being a first world country, quote unquote, and the death rate, but they came out strong. The local election, so let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Indeed, and if you want your voice heard, please vote at the next election, whenever the next general election is going to be. Because listen, man like Boris wasn't voted into power. Remember that he got that seat because Theresa May was like deuces. So let's see. And what else we got?
So recently, over the past week or two, actor Noel Clarke has been accused of groping, harassing and bullying 20 women.
That number right there. Aww. That number, like, if that, and I'm not saying this is trial by accusation, I'm not saying this is trial by media or judgment by media, but when you got 20 people saying something about you, 20 different people, something's up. But it's a good thing it's coming out. People shouldn't be able to impose their will and expect to get away with it.
Defo, like, if you don't know, Noel Clarke is famous for being in Doctor Who, and he also did a film series about kidhood, adulthood, and he's written and in various shows across British TV. It's just really sad, like. And it seems like I've read into it, and I don't want to get too into it because some of it is quite triggering, and we don't want to start triggering people on the podcast. But I was just like, sir, like, you've got enough power as it is. The fact that you need to bully, intimidate, harass women is just very unfortunate. And forget that. He's got a wife or a partner, and he's got children. They're going to get implicated by this as well. And these people never say sorry, or they don't really care because they think that they're going to get away with it forever. And his response when he got caught was like, oh yeah, I deny it. I like deny it wholeheartedly. Then he started saying nonsense like, oh, I'm going to get help. For what? Before you denied it. So why are you getting help?
This is the thing. After a certain point, you know, you can't deny it. You run out of options. You have to face the music. So, yeah, it's not good. It's a good thing people are speaking out about it, and there is generally more confidence about speaking out about this stuff with the speak out movement that happened a couple of years ago. But yeah, it is a sad affair. It's sad to see a person of colour, even though I hate that term, who's done so well in their career. Behave in such a way to kind of throw it away, because, and this might be looking at it way too deep and analyzing it too much, he could have been an inspiration to younger black men and women as someone who has had a successful career, and now it's tarnished by his terrible actions. So it's a shame. It's a shame, and I hope that justice is done.
Yeah, and I hope that if he does need to get help, he does get the relevant help, and the ladies and the people that are involved and unfortunately have been on the other side of him, I hope they get help and they're able to, you know, move forward in life and not let it define them or be a part of them. Because it is scary to report anybody who does things that are not against your will and be believed, whether you're a man or a woman.
Yeah.
So well done for those ladies and people who have been involved to speak out against them. And like Jay said, let's just hope that people can move on and prosper in life.
Absolutely, absolutely. Oh, and on to more sad news. Is this sad news? I guess this is sad news. Bill and Melinda Gates have split after how long? 30 years, 40 years?
27.
Oh, okay. I was being a bit optimistic there. Oh, yeah, it's a bit... What do you think? It's sad?
I don't know. It is sad because I've... It is sad because obviously I don't think people probably think that they're... Like, this is what I mean, people, yeah. Money cannot buy happiness, because Bill and Melinda are like the fourth or fifth richest people in the world or some nonsense like that, like legit. And they met at Microsoft and they've been together since 1994, and that's like, yeah, that's nuts. So, and it is sad because, like, regardless of who they are, it's still a marriage that has unfortunately led to divorce. And it's just really unfortunate. And they've got three children. And they've got foundations in place, which obviously fight infectious diseases. Infectious diseases, and encourages vaccinations in children. So, and like, they've been together since 1994. That is a very long time. It'd be very interesting to see how both of them will move on, because Bill and Melinda are back in the streets and the streets are ghetto AF. So I don't know. But then again, they're like of a level that they could probably meet someone of their level.
It's not like they're going to be jumping onto Tinder now, are they?
Imagine.
Oh, God. But it does go to show, you know, it's sad and it does happen. The divorce rate is, what, like 50%, something like that? It's pretty high, so it does happen and it is very sad. But I don't know, obviously, what they're like behind the camera and the media, but they seem to be approaching it reasonably. They said, you know, the quote unquote from a BBC News article, after a great deal of thought and a lot of work on our relationship, we have made a decision to end our marriage. So it seems that they worked on it and they're reasonable about it. So bless them. But it is sad.
I hope their children and everyone can like adjust to them not being together. And yeah, they move forward and make things.
Absolutely, absolutely. And talking about making things, Boris is going to make some more things happen on, what's the day?
May 17th.
May 17th, more things are happening. So what's happening? You can eat indoors.
Yeah.
It's hospitality, isn't it? You can eat indoors. I don't even know what else you can do.
Let me see. Hello, you're a legend. All he wants is we can eat indoors. We can eat indoors. Because I don't know how you people did it eating outside, bruv.
It was cold, though. It was warm and then it was cold. I'm happy to eat in my house not even in my garden. It wasn't that warm.
Exactly. Oh, but so it says it's going to get confirmed hopefully on the 10th of May, which is, I think, when the podcast might be dropped, actually.
Let's check.
Oh, no, the day after.
The day after.
So, it says that, go away. It says that pubs and hospitality should be able to serve customers inside. Cinemas and theatres will be allowed to reopen as long as other indoor attractions and holidays and hotel accommodations can open their doors again. And then up to 30 people can attend weddings, receptions, on I can't pronounce that word, and the limit of mourners at a funeral is set to be lifted.
Okay, so things are getting a lot better.
Oh, and six people or two households are able to meet indoors.
There we go.
That's a big one.
Yeah, that is. That's a huge step forward. So now things are getting a lot better. The weather's getting as cold as it's been sometimes, right? You have had some patches of decent weather. It's going to get warmer as well. So things are getting a lot better. What are you looking forward to apart from food? Or is it just food?
Nothing. I'm not really looking forward to do anything. I'm quite boring. I'm not really looking forward to go out to eat indoors, go cinemas or anything like that.
The last time we talked about this and talked about what we were looking forward to in lockdown was easing. Remember, we were like, yeah, we were looking forward to X, Y, and Z, but we never did any of it.
We didn't do anything. I'm just looking forward to the option, just having the option that's there. Like right now, I'm not looking forward to anything, but eventually, if I am, I just like the fact that I know that I could, for example, go cinemas or go eat a Nando's or, you know, just little things.
Yeah, so you're not constrained, are you? If you're, let's say you meet someone outside, you're not constrained. You can do whatever you want. So no, I agree with you. I'm kind of at the same feeling. It is definitely that option. And it's psychologically knowing you can do that and you're not tied down. So good things are happening.
Yeah.
And tell people where they can
also
find...
Also, another thing.
Oh, go on.
Oh, another thing. It says, random, I've just read this. Plastic bag charges are to double to 10p in all shops in England. Like, it's such an enemy of progress.
No, that's a good thing. Did you not... I read that thing this week, right? And they said, since they introduced the 5p charge in, like, 2015 or whenever it was, 2000 and way too late is the answer to that one. But since they introduced it, the plastic... The single-use plastic bag usage has dropped by 95%. That's huge. So actually, this is a good thing. And in reality, right, this was Europe was doing this a long time before the UK was doing this. When you go shopping, you don't just go and get a carrier bag. You take your bags for life with you because that's what you do. That's normal now. So I don't think it's going to affect... loads more people with it being 10p, because I think the majority of people are taking their bags for life, doing their food shop that way. What do you think?
It'd be interesting. Like, for me, I have bags for life anyway, but some people do struggle with like bags for life and stuff like that, so it might be a bit harder for them, but hopefully it will sort itself out. And they offer alternatives, such as, I know Morrison's offer paper bags, which are all right.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. That's a good idea. That's a real good idea, isn't it?
Really good.
Good. The good things are happening. So tell people, now I can get my transition in fully. Tell people when they can find out about more good things.
So to find out more good things about Vodka and Water, you can do the following. You can send us an email at vodkaandwaterpod@gmail.com. You can follow us on Instagram at vodkaandwaterpod, and you can follow us on Twitter at VAWpod. Also listen to the last episode that we had, which was a couple of weeks ago, or any of the previous episodes. Now me and Jay, obviously we were on a hiatus, but we're back now. So we're aiming to post more regularly, so you will see us more often. And if you didn't know, my name's Ashley and my host is Jay. Just thinking.
You sounded like a little flight attendant there, right at the end. But anyway, before you stumble any further, let's stumble into the end of this show. So thank you, everybody, for listening. And we are logging out.
You've got to log in to log out.
And remember to season your food.
Bye, everyone.